yards on a play. North Huron read it well, but I'm not sure that they can continue to do that. We'll see what happens. Same exact formation once again. Pago with Dorr to his right, two wide outs on the left. Pago keeps it this time, and right into the center, picks up maybe a couple yards. Strzeski and Sosnowski, I think it is. Yeah, Sosnowski come up out of the bottom of the pile. He picks up about two. It's going to be third and eight from the 10. Two backs out, two backs in. They bring in two fresh backs. Pago goes back to the huddle, breaks the huddle. They're back to this line with Cody Mosloff leading the way. We'll see if they run at him or away from him. They ran at him every time. Pago once again following that block. Cody Mosloff's a little upset that time that he didn't get the block he wanted on that, and they pick up about three on the play. It's going to be fourth and about five as they're outside the five at about the six-yard line. Pago getting the call from Brown as he goes back to the huddle. They've kept the same squad on, and we have a timeout. Timeout. North Huron. North Huron calls a timeout. We'll see what Coach Brown does with this. Coach Fisher wants a chance to try and stop this up. It's fourth and five from about the seven-yard line. You might as well say if Deckerville is going to get a first down, they're going into the end zone. I don't see them getting six and being on the one.
Yeah, no. If they get close enough, they're going to have to make it in, or else. I mean, there's the off chance that they will get that 1 yard, but it's not very likely. They're going to have to either go in, or they're going to have to forfeit it.
Yep, go in or turn it over on downs. I mean, yeah, there's a chance for a first down. They got 2 yards to work with, but the way they've been moving the ball, odds are they're either going to go into the end zone for a touchdown, go back up, or Warriors will take over on downs. And Coach Fisher's got to gamble here and figure out. Actually, Coach McIntosh runs the defense for the Warriors. They called the timeout to see if they could get things set, decide what they're going to do with that play. And at the same time, Coach Brown on the other side has his team all wrapped around him there, setting up a play. And he's left the same personnel. It looks like at this point they're going to come back with the same personnel they had. Except they're not going to go in the same formation. Yes, they are. Oh, no. They put Cody Mosloff to the right of Pago this time. They've been putting him on the left and running behind him there. This time, he's on the right with Pago behind him and Stoliker there as well. Pago goes behind. Pago sweeps to the outside into the end zone. Touchdown, Deckerville. Ooh, that horn's loud, Adam.
Yeah, at least the people will be able to know when they make a touchdown. We don't have to tell them.
I think everybody in town and everybody across the county knows when they make a touchdown there, but where they've been ducking in behind Mosloff all the time with that play, that time Pago kind of faked like he was going, read the fact that it was going to be bunched there, followed the lead of Stoliker going out to the right, and walked into the end zone for a touchdown. Two-point conversion, Pago is in the end zone. The two-point conversion is good. Two-point conversion is good as Pago on the quarterback keep goes into the end zone, and with 7:25 left to go in the game, Deckerville Eagles go ahead of the North Huron Warriors. We're going to get this right. 30-22. Had a look at the scoreboard for a second there. They're playing games with me, and I got to figure out what's happening. It was 22-28, and all of a sudden it was 38 or 39, and now back. But I was 7. Yeah, I'm not going to comment on how Deckerville adds down here. But with 7:25 to go in the game, the Deckerville Eagles go up on the North Huron Warriors 30-22. Let's take a 30-second, and we'll be back.
Are you living in the dark ages? Because if you're not on the Thumb Cellular Network while in the Thumb area, your service is spotty at best, and your smartphone internet connection is very slow. Announcing Thumb Cellular has just added towers in Cass City, Owendale, Decker, Argyle, Port Austin, and Fillion to their 4G high-speed network. Thumb Cellular now has 41 4G LTE towers covering most of the Thumb area with up to 10 times the speed of 3G. Remember the competition? They don't even have 3G through much of the Thumb. So what are you waiting for? Switch to the lightning speed of Thumb Cellular's 4G LTE service right now and get a free 4G phone just for joining the network. Terms of service apply. So head to your nearest Thumb Cellular office in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, or Sandusky for a free demonstration on these blazing speeds. And it's only from your local cellular carrier. Thumb Cellular, the talk of the Thumb.
After the score by Deckerville, we come back and Fritsch kicks off. It's a squibber that goes just across the 45 down about the 40 where North Huron Strzeski picks it up and struggles back. They're there almost as quick as he is. It gets up to about the 47-yard line. It's going to be first and 10 for the Warriors on their own 47-yard line. Adam, let's see what happens. It's been a slugfest in the second half. You score, we score.
Yeah, they've been back and forth at each other, and it looks like North Huron's ready to tie back up. So, I mean, we can see what they're going to do and see if they're going to be able to make the score go back up.
I wouldn't tell you that Adam's a bit of a homer, but he does go to school at North Huron, so we'll see what happens here.
I try not to be biased, but sometimes it might slip through.
Kyle Case on the quarterback keep was going to try and float down the line and find a hole to go through, and the Deckerville Eagles just rode the line. And he got absolutely nothing as number 40 and number 81 for the Eagles. Fritsch and Spatzel riding down the line for no gain at second and 10 right there at the North Huron 47-yard line. And I hate to say it, but the Warriors are going to have to move the ball. If they don't, they haven't been able to stop Deckerville in the second half, and I'm afraid two scores might be more than you take up.
Yeah, it looks like this possession is actually going to be one of their biggest ones. If they can't manage to get something on this, they might not be able to make up a point.
And as soon as we say that, Case steps back and hits number 48, Nick Strzeski for the Warriors for a big gain as he moves the ball across midfield, across the 30, down inside the 25 to about the 21-yard line, first and 10. And just like that, when I'm thinking maybe they're going to be stopped up, Travis Fisher says, hey, let's throw it this time. Steps back and Case completes it for almost 30 yards. In fact, it is 30 yards and a first down for the Warriors down to the Deckerville 21-yard line. Case under center. Hands off to Strzeski, running hard around the right side. Oh!
Just stepped out.
Number 4 and number 10, Stone and Patello, are riding him hard. He's dancing down the sideline, got about 4 more yards after they're initially on him there, and gets pushed out of bounds about the 12, it looks like. So we're going to call it second and 2 for the Warriors on a Deckerville 12 as I'll step back in front of Jonathan again on the other side of the pole so I can see the ball. Case under center, traditional I formation for the Warriors. Case takes the snap, hands off to Brandon Moore, running hard on the right side, inside the 10. It's going to be a first down North Huron. Big Cody Mazoff and Fritsch are there to bring him down, but he pushed hard. Inside the 10, it's going to be first and goal for the Warriors at about the 8 as the clock continues to run. 5 minutes and 50 seconds to go in the game. This could be one of those that if you score here, though, Deckerville has time to score, and do you have time to score back? We'll see what happens. Case under center. Pitches to Moore, who's got a head of steam going this time into the end zone, 8 yards. There was nobody going to do anything with that.
He pounded right through that line. He made it up there. Like we've been saying all night, when he wants to, he can make the plays.
Couple of Eagles kind of stuck an arm out like they were going to go after him, but he had a head of steam and 8 yards into the end zone and 30-28. Now the Warriors have got to tack 2 on to tie this back up. And then we'll see what happens. But 5 minutes and 32 seconds to go in the game, and what a game it's been. A traditional NCTL slugfest. with the Warriors and the Eagles here.